Well, the Royal Commission, as we've heard this morning, into our aged care industry holds the first public hearings in Adelaide today before moving around the country through the year. The inquiry is expected to shake up the industry, which has been plagued by widespread allegations of neglect and misconduct. On the eve of the first public hearings, the Coalition has announced more than $600 million in funding for the aged care sector.
Our sacred task and trust is to continuously improve aged care services in Australia, and that's through home support, home care and residential care. I am delighted to announce today, along with Ken Wyatt, that the Australian Government will invest $662 million of additional support for home care places and for residential care.
That's the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt yesterday. Well, Ken Wyatt is the Minister for Aged Care. Ken Wyatt, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Ken Wyatt, some of your critics say this new funding is an attempt to divert attention from what will undoubtedly be some very uncomfortable, confronting evidence at the Royal Commission.
No, it's not that at all, Fran. In fact, this is work that we've been focused on over the last 12 months because you build the case to take to Cabinet for the funding that you need. And each of these are elements that have come out of the Tune Review and out of the Patterson-Carnell report, which was to do with Oakden and the changes that we needed to put in place to make a difference for the future.
And the package itself that was announced, more than half goes to aged care facilities to spend on extra services for their residents. I think it adds up to about $1,800 per head, per resident. Can we trust these centres to provide the extra services, given the claims we're hearing about the poor treatment, some of it horrific? I mean, this money is not tied, as I understand it, to better staff ratios. Why not?
No, because it's about the breadth of what's required within aged care. It goes to the everyday living needs of people within aged care. The whole workforce issue is being dealt with. I established a task force some 14 months ago and had it headed by John Pollaers. Now, what intrigued me is the industry, and I'll call it an industry, didn't have a structure that linked to all the skills and training authorities to give it the workforce that it needs for the future. And so John's work is undertaking that. That also included discussions around ratios. So it's not off the table in terms of ongoing work that the sector has to address itself as well.
So it might be tied in the future. I noticed that COTA, one of the leading advocacy groups for seniors, wants the money tied to lifting the staff ratios. Are you saying that might happen if that is one of the recommendations ultimately?
Well, nothing's off the table, and that's why when we spoke with the Prime Minister about a Royal Commission into aged care, it was about addressing not only the issues we were seeing continuously evolving, but a structural reform for the future that will give strength to the range of options that Australians will have. For example, Commonwealth home support programs, home care packages, and ultimately residential care, but all of them will be required to meet standards and the rigour of the standards that are now being put into place, which was recently updated and is one set of standards only instead of four sets.
The rest of the money is going to more home care places. The opposition spokeswoman points out there are still 127,000 Australians on the waiting list for home care, and this won't even touch the sides. One of our listeners has written in, so can you please ask the Minister about the breakdown of the home care packages? They range from home packages 1 to 4. Level 1 is the lowest level. How much does a level 1 package give an elderly person? Because agencies can charge up to $40 an hour for support workers.
And this is one of the problems. They're around between 50, they're about 17,000. But we are looking at the administration fee that some agencies are charging. And we've had people come to us with accounts that show that sometimes up to 50% of their package is admin fees. So we've been doing some work on pricing units, and we will make that, and we will require all providers to become transparent, or alternatively, we may have to consider capping the admin fee.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is the Federal Aged Care Minister, Ken Wyatt. Ken Wyatt, last month you promised regulations would be drafted within weeks to protect older Australians in nursing homes against misuse of physical and chemical restraints, including antipsychotic medication. Have those regulations now been finalised?
They're in the process. I have the Chief Medical Officer working with clinicians on elements of that, and the department is undertaking the work that I require because I'm not prepared to accept chemical restraints that give us the images that we saw on the 7:30 report. And as soon as that is finalised, we will announce the processes and the requirements to address both chemical and physical constraints. But more importantly, I want informed consent by families to be a key cornerstone of that.
And that stands out. I mean, when you spoke about this last month, what we're talking about is antipsychotic medicines largely, and you say it must be a clinical decision made by medical practitioners with the care recipient and their carer or family involved at all times. Are you saying that people who aren't medical practitioners are handing out this antipsychotic medicine, these kind of chemical restraints at the moment?
No, you can only prescribe, only a doctor or a GP can prescribe, but if they're not seeing the patient, then I have a concern. And that was the point I made, because I am aware of a nurse being able to ring a GP who is busy in their own practice, who then provides a script. And I've had a discussion with a couple of GPs about the practice, and they admitted that's what they did. Now, that's unacceptable because I can't ring my own GP to ask for those types of medications without being seen nor reviewed as a period of time. So it's important that the work that my Chief Medical Officer is doing is progressed.
And all along, we've got a year for this Royal Commission to play out. And Minister, I'm sorry, we've only got 1 minute to the news to answer this. But are moves like this, are we going to have to wait for the recommendation of the Royal Commission, or will you be instructing that these changes happen sooner? When, for instance, when is physical restraint going to be banned, or this other chemical restraints banned?
It'll be in the very near future, because once the work is finished, then I'll announce it. We're continuing with reforms without waiting for the Royal Commission. So change will continue to evolve.
Change will continue to revolve. Ken Wyatt, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Ken Wyatt is the Minister for Aged Care, and the Aged Care Royal Commission is finally underway, and the first public hearings are in Adelaide this week, and then it moves around the country.